104.9 The Hawk, rocking the lakes and mountains. Coming up this weekend, we've got the annual fishing derby with Meredith Rotary. But looking ahead to next weekend, there is a lot happening down at the Speedway. No, they're not bringing the NASCARs back. That would be interesting to see. But we have some sleds coming in. That's right, snowmobiles. The Eastern Snowcross Tour going to be debuting February 15th and 16th down at the Flat Track at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And I'm joined in studio by Dave McGrath, the general manager, the grand poobah of New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Dave, it's been a little while since I've seen you, and it's great to see you in what some people consider an off-season.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Zach. It's good to see you again as well, and to all the listeners. Yeah, it's been a while since we chatted. You'd think that this time of year it's all quiet up there at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, but oh no, this team has been really busy behind the scenes getting ready for what we think is going to be an inaugural hit that we think fans are going to really love, and that is, of course, Snowcross, and it hits February 15th and 16th, and we're so excited about it.
Now, you're making use again of the brand new flat track, which was a big hit when you guys created that right down by the museum.
Yeah, so right. So last year, around October, we started construction of this quarter-mile little bull ring that we created, this flat track, and we had a super successful inaugural season with it in 2019 with our big dirt duels that we did back in during the July race weekend. And of course, going back a little further, back to motorcycle week, we had the American Flat Trackers there with flat track motorcycle racing. Both of those events were huge. Fans loved it. And we're convinced that Snowcross and having snowmobiles ripping it up this on the 15th and 16th will be just as exciting. And I think fans will love that as well.
All right. So who do we have that's coming in? I'm guessing these are professional riders.
Yeah. So this is the Eastern Snowcross Tour. It's a group out of Massachusetts that runs this this particular group. But these riders come from all over the Northeast. We've got kids as young as 11 years old that'll be racing in some of the junior divisions. And we even have a New Hampshire State Trooper, Janelle Brown, will be there racing as well. So we're really excited. This is our first year. So a lot of us haven't seen these folks before. But I know that their fan base will certainly follow them. And if you're a snowmobile aficionado and you want to get out there and experience some professional riders ripping it up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, we think this is going to be just a super event to come out and see.
Joined by Dave McGrath, the grand poobah general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the Eastern Snowcross Tour coming up in just over a week and a half, February 15th and 16th. Now, people will be able to, of course, drive there and park, but I believe you can ride your sleds in. If you want to come check this out, you're going to be coming along, what is it, Corridor 15A? That comes right on over?
Yeah, it does. And hopefully if Mother Nature, and it sounds like she's going to drop some snow on us soon, we think that there'll be plenty of snow, and hopefully the trails are in great shape. But yeah, 15A goes right straight through New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and you'll be able to ride your sleds, come on in and park, and then enjoy the day of racing. Also, you can drive on in if you've got an automobile and you want to get there by car. Certainly, you can do that as well. Free parking. Just come on in and park the car and come on in and have a good time. Tickets are $15 for one day and $25 for the entire weekend, so Saturday and Sunday. And kids 12 and under are free. So, mom and dad, if you can hear me, that's free for kids 12 and under. But I think it's going to be a great family event as well.
How much seating do you have down around the flat track itself?
Yeah, so we've got about 2,000 seats that are there with grandstands. So what we would encourage fans to do is to also bring chairs with them. There's limited seating. And as we continue to evolve and grow the flat track, we'll continue to improve and add more seats in the months ahead. But for this event, you've got about 2,000. So we'd ask definitely that people bring, you know, chairs and whatnot and blankets and have some fun.
You'll have some fire pits. I'm guessing you'll have some vendors there as well because it's an all-day event.
Yeah. So the way it's going to work is gates open on Saturday at 3 o'clock and racing starts shortly thereafter. Features will be Saturday night under the lights. The pro racing gets off at 7:30 under the lights, which is really super exciting. Sunday will be a little in the morning. Gates open at 11:30, and racing starts shortly thereafter and wraps up around 4 o'clock. But there'll be plenty of food, plenty of drink. Coolers are allowed, just no alcohol. So that'll be provided there at the flat track. If you care to buy some, you can certainly do it there. But we think this is going to be just a great new addition to wintertime in New Hampshire.
Now, you guys also do a lot with the Speedway Children's Charity. Are they going to be down there at all?
Yeah, well, I just want to give a shout out to, I think, some of the best you know, fans in the world. Our motor racing fans are very generous, and they take great care of Speedway Children's Charities, and we don't think that this event will be any different. We are going to have what we call the Red Bucket Brigade there, which will be passing out a red bucket through the grandstands, allowing fans in attendance to make a donation to Speedway Children's Charities. You know, every year around early December, we have a big grant distribution ceremony in Manchester, where we distribute all those monies that we collect to needy organizations for children all over New England. It is such a magical thing, and I think that the generosity of our fans is legendary, and we're so appreciative of all that they do to support Speedway Children's Charities. So we're super excited to have them adding, you know, part of the weekend as well.
You keep coming up with inaugural events. you just keep finding different ways to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will tell you this, Zach. This is a team effort that our team works diligently all year round to figure out new ways to entertain racing fans. And one of the things that we had kind of zeroed in on and circled our calendars was we needed a winter event. We needed an event during the snow months here in New England that we felt fans would really respond to. Certainly having 15A and other trail systems bleed into and go right through New Hampshire Motor Speedway, we thought that there was just a natural need for a great snowmobile event. Certainly the flat track was a new addition to our repertoire with, you know, obviously we have the mile oval and we have a road course. Adding the flat track just brings in a whole new level of racing for fans, whether it's motorcycles on flat track racing or certainly snowmobiles coming in and ripping it up on that quarter mile bull ring. We're really excited about that, and the team never stops, and we'll come up with even more things if you just give us a little bit more time. We'll keep coming up with great things.
We'll do. No pressure, Dave.
No pressure. But, you know, an inaugural event, you're always going to learn some things, and we'll certainly do that. The team has been working super hard getting all the snow compiled. We've got more snow ready to go. They're going to come in and start shaping it with their big cats and get it all ready to be raced on. There's going to be a rhythm section on the back stretch. There'll be a 100-foot jump on the front stretch. So we're really convinced fans are going to see some great racing. And, you know, these Eastern Snowcross guys and gals, they put on quite a show. And I think that, you know, for that $15 entry fee or $25 for the entire weekend, we think that's really priced right. And we think that you're going to see a great show for that money. And so we're really super excited to get this party started.
Well, mark it on your calendar. It's coming up in just over a week and a half, February 15th and 16th, the flat track down at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And tickets on sale right now, $25 for the weekend, $15 if you're doing single days. And then kids, 12 and under, free.
Free.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you very much. Look forward to being down there next weekend. I guess Kristen will be in here next week.
She will. I'm actually headed to Florida for the Daytona 500, but I will be back Friday night, the
14th. Yep.
The 14th, I'll be flying back to New England, and I'll be there for the Snowcross event for the whole weekend. So come on in, fans, and hear my voice. Come and see us. Come visit us. We love it, and I appreciate all your time, Zach.
All right, Dave. Thank you. More music on the way. 104.9 The Hawk.